This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
This tidbit is composed of knowing and supposing. It is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 31 through 37, which is the account of Jesus explaining what it is to be a disciple. We know that Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And we know that some Pharisees challenged him. We know also that some Jews put their faith in him. But now we must suppose that they somehow made this known to Jesus. Maybe they said they wanted to be his disciples. We can suppose that Jesus wanted to either test them or to let them know more fully what they had done. We know that he addressed them specifically by saying, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." We can suppose that this was not what they expected to hear. Maybe they thought he would be really pleased with them. Instead, Jesus began to teach them what it is to be a disciple. By the way, that word "hold" means to abide, remain, dwell, live. We know they responded to him by saying, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" We can suppose from that response that they did not understand what Jesus was saying. It was almost a confrontation. We know that Jesus told them, "Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." He meant that anyone who habitually sins is a slave to sin. We know they responded again, "Abraham is our father." We suppose they meant that being Abraham's descendants was enough. All was right between them and God because of that. We know that Jesus told them that they were wrong about even that when he said, "If you were Abraham's children, then you would do the things Abraham did. You are doing the things your own father does." We suppose from their response that they were not happy about the inference. We know they responded, "We are not illegitimate children. The only father we have is God himself." Notice that they have taken it a step further. First, Abraham was their father. Now God is their only father. Jesus begins to explain to them how they are wrong again. They cannot be children of God because, as he says, "You are unable to hear what I say." Jesus goes on to tell them that their father is the devil, and they want to carry out the devil's desire. Not only that, but the final reason Jesus gives is this: "He who belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God." We suppose this made them a little more than angry. Here they had thought they were doing a great thing by believing in him, and now he is telling them they belong to the devil, not to God. The Jews are not finished yet, however. Their only recourse is to accuse Jesus by saying, "Aren't we right in saying you are a Samaritan and demon-possessed?" Notice that they did not deny what he had been saying. Jesus denies the charges against him and gives them a benefit of really being a disciple by saying, "If anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." We suppose the Jews now thought they had something solid to prove that they were right in their thinking about Jesus being demon-possessed. We know that they remind Jesus that Abraham died and so did the prophets, and they add, "Who do you think you are?" I want to stop right here for just a moment to point out that this all happened after they put their faith in Jesus. But we have to ask, who exactly is it that they thought they were putting their faith in? Jesus answered their question of who he is by bringing Abraham into the conversation again, that he knew personally something about Abraham. The Jews, we suppose, considered this more of the same raving of a demon-possessed man, because we know they say, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" And we know Jesus gives them this definitive answer. Before Abraham was born, I am. We can only suppose the rage and futility the Jews must have felt, but we know they picked up stones to stone him. How could it happen that people could believe and yet not be a disciple? Remember, a disciple is a learner. Not every disciple is a believer. Remember Judas. But think also of the parable of the sower and the seed. The one who heard the word, but then Satan snatched it away before he could be saved. Jesus said at the beginning, "If you hold to my teaching," which means you are learning his teaching, that is one of the keys to being a disciple. There are many more to be found if you just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.